www.kaytfm.com. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in on this morning. Truly, we serve a great God, a merciful God. He's never left us and He's never forsaken us. He is true to His word. No matter what the situation looks like, no matter how you feel, I want you to still trust God, because God is an all-knowing God. He loves you and He will bring you out. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. Yes, we praise you. We give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, God, we ask that you will have thine own way. Let it be all of you and none of us, God. Continue, O God, to strengthen our relationship with you. Continue, O God, to strengthen our faith in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you will heal on this morning, deliver on this morning, and set the captive free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will be forever careful to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Ruth, the first chapter and the 21st verse. That's Ruth 1 and 21. And we will be coming from the New King James Version. And it reads as follows. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And the topic today is coming back full. I know you may feel like life has just let you down. You're going through situations that you don't even understand. But the Lord on this morning wants to give you an encouraging word. In the scripture, Naomi and her family had moved from Bethlehem to the country of Moab because of the famine. Life was good there until Naomi's husband died. Then 10 years later, both of her sons died. She was very heartbroken. She decided to move back home with almost nothing but her daughter-in-law, Ruth. Naomi feels that by allowing her husband and her sons to die, that God has somehow suggested that she was guilty. She felt like it was something she doing wrong, or that she has done wrong to be punished, to bring the punishment up on her. Sometimes people of God, we can feel like we done something wrong, or God, what am I doing that makes things go so bad for me? Or why haven't my life have changed? I am stuck in the same rut. But I want you to know, just like Naomi, she did not do anything wrong. And you did not do anything wrong. In situations, God has to take us through. He don't want us to be bitter, because she was bitter. But God takes us through things so that we can get better. But if we follow her story, you know that God turned her situation around and brought her great joy. People, God, when life gets hectic, feels like once you get out of one thing, here comes another. People on the job acting out, your children acting out, your money looking funny. Sometimes you feel like the unbeliever is more blessed than you. I want you to remember this, Romans 8 and 28. And what does it say? It says, And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. So everything that you're going through is working for your good. He didn't say some things. He said all things. You can't pinpoint what you don't want to go through. Come on here, somebody. You're going to catch this. God, I will go through this, but then don't touch this. But God said, in order for to get some things out of you, you're going to have to go through some things to get to your next. Oh, come on here, somebody. In order to get to your destiny, we have to go through some curves, some bumps in the road. We got to go over some leaps and some boundaries to, just to get to where God wants us to get to our next. So despite of what we go through, if you love God, you're going to go through some things. He's working it out. And especially if you are called, it feel like the called always go through something. Because the Bible say many are called, but few are chosen. But the ones that are called according to his purpose, not according to somebody else's purpose, but according to God's purpose, is working out. Everything is working together for your good. You may not see it because, number one, you are looking through it through your natural eye. That's why you can't see it. That's what happened to her. She got bitter. Naomi got bitter because things kept happening to her, and she didn't understand because she thought she was doing something wrong, something she did, that those men had died, her husband, and then her two sons. She didn't understand why. And people of God, anytime you are called by God, get ready, you are going through something. But there is a key on how you go through it and how you wait in it and how you come out. When you go through it, be in preparation. And what I mean about that is you got to pray. You got to stay in your word, because whenever you're going through a trial, you can always repeat the word of God. You can always stand on the word of God, because the word of God encourages you. The word of God will bring you through. What did the word say? You can speak to your situation through the word of God. Come on here. So there are times, people of God, where life will deal you a big blow to the point to where you feel empty, to the point to where you don't want to pray, to the point to where you don't want to talk to nobody. You just want to be by yourself. You will come to a point, now I'm being real, come on here somebody, transparency is good, but there will come to a point in your life when you will have nothing left to give. Come on here. When you constantly giving out, and if you don't have nobody to pour into you, you will get spiritually drained. You don't want to do anything. We start out pursuing our dreams, but here come failure. Ooh. Here come that big loss. Your business didn't make it. Or here come this illness that has left you feeling empty. Like, God, if you don't do it, it can't be done. God, I don't feel you. God, why am I going through this? I hear people say you're not supposed to question God. But the Bible said to ask him. So I'm asking you, God, what do I need to do? Tell me. Come on here, somebody. The beauty of it is, and I want you to get this, is that our God is not going to leave you empty and feeling like you can't go on. Mm-mm. He's not going to let you wallow in the pit of despair. He's not going to let you wallow in self-pity. He's not going to let you wallow in your emotionalism. Come on here, somebody. But he's not going to leave you in the pit of despair. He's not going to leave you empty. He comes into our empty places with strength for the weary. A fresh anointing. Huh? A fresh vision. A new determination. A new drive. Huh? Oh, God, a new mindset. This is how he comes to your empty places. And even now, people of God, God is breathing on you as we speak. And even as you listen, God is breathing on your life. God is breathing in those dry areas. God is filling you up where you feel empty. God is restoring. You just need to receive it. Lift your hands and receive it right now. You are about to come out of that empty place. Because God does not want you to be complacent. God does not want you to get stuck in that empty place. He's pulling you out. Even though some of you are satisfied where you are, but God said, no, you got to come out. Because the more you sink and sink and sink, you're going to be covered. You're going to be covered with despair. You're going to be covered with depression. You're going to be covered with oppression. But God say, on today, I'm pulling you out of that empty place. And I'm restoring you. I'm giving you a fresh anointing. I'm giving you a fresh drive. I'm giving you a new determination. I'm even giving you a new vision. Come on here, somebody. He has something coming that's going to far outweigh what you lost. It's going to outweigh the heartache. It's going to outweigh the disappointments that you have encountered. Thank you, Father. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you that you are able to take the empty places of our lives and fill them with joy, fill them with strength, fill them with a determination to do what you have called us to do. Father God, thank you for the new doors that you open and the right people to show up when we need them. Father God, we believe that you are breathing and that you have breathed blown fresh vision and strength into us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to be empowered by the Spirit of the Lord to know you have came out of your empty place. No more shall you wallow in the pit of despair. Well, I want you to mark your calendars. July 13th to the 15th. 2023, Thursday through Saturday. We coming out of the four walls of the church. Luke 14:23 says, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. We are having a tent revival and we need every apostle, pastor, teacher, evangelist, prophet, intercessor to join us in this soul saving revival. I want you to come out dressed comfortable. The tent will be put up on the corner of 1100 Bolton Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana. The guest speakers are Pastor Reginald Jackson of Kingdom Builders Apostolic Church, Pastor Geneva Roberson of Open Door Fellowship Worldwide Ministry, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Saturday night, Pastor Gideon Williams, New Day Holiness Church. And this is a tent revival hosted by Pastor Elvira of the Trinity Baptist Church. And it will be up at 1100 Bolton Avenue, July 13th through the 15th. I want to see your face in the place. God bless you. Remember, I love you, and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia.